You are walking along the rocky coast of Maine. Listen. You hear the waves crashing on the shore. The scene around you is ever-changing as each tide slowly rearranges the pattern of the rocks, the sand, and the residue from the sea. Far off, you hear an early morning foghorn. You can feel the hot summer sun on your face. A cool breeze comes up off the ocean and swirls around you. Long rows of black seaweed mark the coming and going of each tide. At the highest tide mark, just above the last row of seaweed, you can see jumbled piles of driftwood, smoothed by the sea and left high on the beaches during winter storms. The colors of lavender beach flowers, purple beach peas, light pink wild roses, and green grasses surround you along the sand dunes and jagged cliffs. At your feet, tangled in the drying seaweed, are treasures from near and distant places. Bits of wood, discarded shells, pieces of sponge, and coral from warmer seas, old fish netting, cork floats, and perhaps the rare glass buoy to remind you of the fishermen at sea. As you walk down the beach towards the water, gleaming bits of beach grass, converted by the sea from ugly broken bottles to smoothly ground translucent fragments, are glowing among the pebbles. On the seaward side of the beaches, the rocks are coated with a thick carpet of yellow-brown rockweed, each piece securely anchored to its rocky surface, fighting against the force of the waves. Beds of bluish mussels cluster around the base of the rocks. If you lift up the piles of rockweed, you will find hundreds of barnacles encrusted to the surface of the rocks and snails hidden in the cracks, sheltered by the covering of seaweed and waiting for the next tide to bring them their food. The barnacles live on the rocks in armored plated houses around themselves. As the water flows over them on the incoming tide, you can see their tiny feathery hands reaching out to grab food. Then, as the tide goes back out, the doors to the house shut to protect them from drying out. At the very lowest tide level, hidden in deep cracks of the rocky sea beaches, are the tide pools. They are like quiet little islands of marine life, separated from the pounding surf by only a few feet. A miniature fantasy world. Inside are nests of baby sea urchins with bristling green spines, tiny pastel starfish, coolie-hatted limpets, periwinkle snails, and the white houses of barnacles. Baby shrimp dart among the multicolored sea plants. Purple-green Irish moss, grass-green sea lettuce, blue-green tubeweed, and brown blades of kelp blended with the green feathers of sea moss and plum leaves of featherweed. And if you're lucky, the retreating tide leaves behind a small crab or unwary jellyfish to wait in the undisturbed waters of the tide pool. And as a seagull flies overhead, you wish that you never had to leave this beautiful place.